Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 12th of March, recording at 8:09 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review of the highlights. Stock markets in Asia were generally firm. Some quite good gains, including the Hang Seng Index. European markets followed that early lead, but then gave it up. And that helped to drag Wall Street down in the beginning, early in Wall Street's trading. But then it has pushed up, and although off the highs, it's showing reasonably good gains, up 42 on the Dow, 375 on the S&P, and the NASDAQ up 14, but we've got 50 minutes to go in here, just about. So, generally, though, as I say, steady performance overall. Government bonds are quietly firm in terms of the futures for government bonds. And the U.S. dollar, this is taking a hit in here today. The dollar index is back under 40, is back under 84. It's down to 83.83 as I speak. And we've had some biggish moves here. The dollar Swissie, 122.41, euro dollar, 131.93. The yen's a little bit stronger in here today, 117.65 against the greenback, but the yen's down against the Swissie and the euro. And what else to say here? Precious metals. Now they have ranged narrowly, but they were up a bit and then they weakened and then they mostly moved up a bit. Looks like about the best action is silver, which is trading at 1310 as I speak. It's had a range of 1316 to 1292 for the May contract. The industrial metals are all strong, and we've got another new high in here today, new all-time hysterical high for the nickel market, closed a couple hundred points off the high, but it's at 43,800 on the 3 months position in a great big fat backwardation. Copper doing well in here today, up 680 to 84.80. So as I say, those industrial metals were all firm. Cocoa firm, cotton firm, soybeans firm, corn and wheat have eased a bit in here today. Gasoline is up, crude oil is down, and quite sharply down. That might be helping Wall Street a bit in here right now. Crude oil is at 58.91. That's been a little bit of a headwind for the precious metals, although not silver, but gold here is trading at 650. 650 is an interesting psychological area, as you know. Okay, so what's going on here overall with these markets? Well, first, après le deluge, we have seen stock markets firming and pushing higher. We haven't had a whole lot in the way of upward dynamics. We had some small upward dynamics coming off the lows, few upside, little upside keys. But needless to say, and hardly surprising, markets are going pushing back up in this rally so far, one heck of a lot slower than they came down. A few markets are within striking distance of their highs. But what will count is to have the heavyweights really register that type of action. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that the closer some of the bigger markets, the big European markets, the US markets, the bigger Asian markets, the closer they get to their highs before that sharp sell-off that we saw on the 27th of February, the more likely it will be that we have actually seen important reaction lows and that the sell-off will be no more than a five-day wonder and therefore just a larger reaction rather than a medium-term correction overall. Now, Owen has made the point, and I've made it also, that we won't have definitive proof that those lows will hold until we see the rally run out of steam and give way to some sort of downside pullback. And the bullish hypothesis, of course, would be to have support, to see those indices encounter support near or above the lows that they saw Monday a week ago. Now, if they can do that and then rally back up above whatever rally high we see on this move before we get the next pullback, then you will have pretty good evidence that we, as I say, have seen nothing more than a larger reaction. But be prepared for a fair amount of ranging activity. I do not expect markets just to go charging up through their highs as they did when they got back up to their May-June highs of last year. I don't expect that this time around because, A, we've had a smaller correction, and we haven't had as much of a reversion to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving averages for as many indices as I would actually like to see. When I say I would like to see them, they would be technically healthier if we had some of the more overextended markets either pull back down to, or having seen a partial pullback if they ranged sideways towards those rising 200-day moving averages. And that could take anywhere from a few weeks to a few months for some of these indices. But again, I maintain no bear market, no collapse of the yen carry trade in here, no end of the synchronized global economic expansion, and Greenspan's one-third probability of a recession is a two-thirds probability of no recession. And I see inevitably people are coming out with articles saying, well, he cut his numbers wrong, it's 50% probability. And then, of course, while all the selling was taking place, there were people who were coming out and saying, well, that's it, game, set, and match. The U.S. is obviously going to go into a recession. Well, I don't accept those extreme views. And obviously, there is still a growth risk for the U.S. economy. Obviously, the risk is to a slowdown rather than any overheating. But the best possible environment for this economic situation in the United States in terms of being able to contain the downside damage is to have interest rates sufficiently high not to be punitive in terms of borrowing costs, but to mean that the Federal Reserve's interest rate gun has been rearmed so that it could cut the moment it wanted to or needed to, and they won't cut unless they need to, obviously. And another favorable factor is to have a central bank that is well aware of the risks so it doesn't get broadsided, and we have certainly have that. And another very favorable factor is the synchronized global economic expansion, because that helps to cushion downside risk in the U.S. economy as well. So I'm a believer that the global economic expansion continues. We get the soft landing in the United States, although the housing sector obviously has a black eye, but that doesn't create a major recession, or any recession for the overall U.S. economy. And that's an environment that's not all that bad in terms of global stock markets, particularly if they consolidate gains in here and we get a little bit more of that reversion to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving averages, which I keep mentioning. And of course, you can look at those at any time in the chart library. What is very important is the absence of bearish factors. We do not have a bearish push upwards in long-dated government bond yields. We do not have a bearish surge in the oil price. We do not have a bearish collapse of the US dollar looking like a crisis. So, in short, there is no crisis except a few subprime lenders, so-called, are going to the wall. That's not that big a deal in the global scheme of things here. So I'm content to hold on to my investments in the stock market. I didn't see enough screaming bargains to go put in more cash, but I have moved back into some of my leveraged trades from the Nikkei to some precious metal positions. But my precious metal positions are maybe at most 20% of what I had before I sold out of that sector on when was it, the 27th of February. So I'm not going to be aggressive in here. I don't think the conditions actually warrant it. And as I said, I like to build up from small once again, and that's my strategy. But I do have a number of different positions, including cocoa, and I've got a little bit of small positions in the grains, and I've got cotton. That's one that I'll be disappointed if I don't do quite well in cotton this year. You look at that weekly chart, and it's got a huge trading range capable of supporting quite a strong move on the upward, on the upside, which is what I suspect. Going back to oil, last but not least, I think it's going to be a very, very slow affair in here in terms of the overall recovery, but I will be surprised if the 50 level is even challenged, let alone $50 level, that is even challenged, let alone exceeded. And I think that's about it for another session. We've got brilliant weather over here in London. I hope you do as well wherever you are. Meanwhile, all the very best.